This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A national environmental group is suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to try to block an air pollution permit issued to the Suncor refinery northeast of Denver. The Center for Biological Diversity says the EPA should not have approved a state-level permit for Colorado's only oil and gas refinery. Federal data show the refinery has broken national air pollution rules. The environmental group says the permit should be withdrawn until regulators can be sure the refinery is complying with clean air standards. The Denver School Board voted Thursday to increase members' pay up to $33,000 a year. Board members say the boost would allow community members who otherwise couldn't afford to miss work to serve. They say board business can take up to 40 hours a week in addition to their regular jobs. Board member Carrie Olson.
When you think of how city council is paid and state legislators are paid, I think that this is something that will honor the work that school board members do.
The board president voted against the resolution, saying district money should be prioritized to support students. Current members wouldn't get a pay increase unless reelected. The Air Force football team is looking to claim sole possession of first place in its conference tomorrow. The 8-2 Falcons face UNLV, who also have the same record. A win will secure a berth in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. The Air Force is coming off back-to-back upset losses to Army and Hawaii. Kickoff is at 1:30. A nice weekend for the Front Range with partly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 50s and low 60s on Saturday. A chance of rain and snow moves in late Sunday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.